Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank all of you again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Just running a little behind schedule today, but to God be the glory. Thank you once again for tuning in. Today is Review Wednesday. So what I'm going to deal with today is a lot of the things that I dealt with on Monday. The reason being is because the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible never said that faith cometh by having heard. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. So even when you have heard what you think you know, you still have to hear it again. Charlotte, thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Joanne, thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so according to Matthew 14:25-29, the reason I need to review this, and the reason that I'm calling it a Review Wednesday, is because in order for you to really understand, in order for you to get it down in your spirit, in order for it to sometime change your attitude and mindset, many times you have to review what people think they are already familiar with. And so according to Matthew's 14:25, the Bible says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Hey, cuz, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spat unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Notice now what Jesus said unto them. He said, be not afraid. Notice in verses 26 that the Bible says that they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. Mike Bishop, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Jesus said, it is not a spirit, it is I. Be of good cheer and be not afraid. Why? Because in order to walk by faith, in order to walk in the blessings of God, in order to walk in the supernatural, you can't be afraid, because fear will oftentimes keep you from walking in the blessings of God. It will keep you from walking in the supernatural. It will keep you from walking in all that God has made available to you. So Jesus said, Matthew 14:27, Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. So now, and in order for Peter to get out of that boat, he had to believe that it was Jesus that was out there, glory to God, on the water, that it was Jesus on the water. And so what I'm trying to just get people to understand when it come to faith, when it come to walking by faith, Georgie, how are you? McCray, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. So it's important, and what I'm trying to get the people of God, the redeemed of the Lord, to understand is belief, glory to God, belief is the starting point of faith, but at some point you have to get to a place where you act on what you say you believe. And so Peter believed that it was Jesus who was out there on the water. And the reason that I know Peter believed that is because Peter said, "If it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And Jesus said to Peter, "Come." And when Peter was down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, this is what I need you to understand. The word come is an action word. The word come imply that you have to respond to what you say, glory to God, you believe. And oftentimes, in church, it's not so much about what we know as much as it is about us doing what we say that we know. In other words, in James 1:22, the Bible says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself." So it's not enough to just hear the word. The blessing is in doing what you have heard. In Psalms 1:3, in Psalms 1:3, the Bible says that whatsoever thou doeth, it shall prosper. So it's not always about what you believe, even though believing is the starting point, is the beginning of your faith. It's about acting on what you say that you believe. That's what brings glory to God, the results. And so it's not so much about what you know. God don't necessarily always bless what you know, but you do have to know it in order to do it. And so just knowing it is not enough. You just got to do what you say that you know. And so Psalms 1:3 says, "Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And so your blessing is in doing, glory to God, what you believe. And so when you take a look, glory to God, at Peter, again, for those that are tuning in, again, we're taking just this brief study from Matthew 14:27, and it's about Jesus getting out of, it's about Peter rather, getting out of the boat. It was about Jesus who was already, glory to God, on the water. It was about the disciples who were in the boat. And just let me just stop for a minute and just share this with you. It's a lot of people, glory to God, that's in the boat, but they ain't gonna never get out of the boat, because the Bible says in Matthew 26, the Bible says in Matthew 26, "And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cry out for fear." So it's a lot of people that won't get out of the boat because of fear. That's why Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." because fear is the one thing that will hinder and stop faith from operating in your life. So in order to operate in faith, you have to have the ability to overcome faith. And the only way to your faith have to have the ability to overcome your fears. So in order to do that, then it's one thing to believe. It's another thing to act on what you say that you believe. And so Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come, which means, again, now come is an action word. Peter believed that it was Jesus out there on the water. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. Jesus said to Peter, come. Then the Bible says, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water going to Jesus. Notice now, this is very important for people to really understand that Peter was not pushed out of the boat. Peter didn't accidentally fall in the water. Peter didn't fall overboard. Jeffrey White, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. He didn't fall overboard. The Bible says, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water going to Jesus. So what I'm saying to you is sometimes your faith have to be glory to God on purpose. You got to on purpose step out on faith based on what you believe, based on what the Word of God has said, based on what Jesus has said to you. Sometimes you got to step out. You got to get out of the boat. You got to get out of the boat of mediocrity. You got to get out of the boat of doubt and unbelief. You got to get out of the boat of fear. You got to get out of the boat of all of those things that are keeping you from walking on the water. The water is supernatural. It's a supernatural symbol. Glory to God. Deacon Gordon, how are you? There are only two people that is recorded in the Bible that walked on water. One was Jesus. The second person was Peter. Even Moses. Moses didn't walk on the water. Moses caused the Red Sea to be divided, and he walked over on dry land. Joshua didn't walk on water. He caused the River Jordan. He caused the River Jordan to divide, and they walked over on dry land. But when you get to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see Peter, based on what Jesus had said and based on what Peter believed, Peter came down out of the ship, and he walked on the water, glory to God, to go to Jesus. Again, glory to God, this is what I call Review Wednesday, which means this is what we kind of dealt with on Monday. But each time we go live, we have sometimes different people that are tuning in who did not hear what we dealt with on Wednesday, and sometimes doing some type of review is a good thing to do. And then you have to understand that everyone in the kingdom of God is not on the same faith level. And so faith is something that grow. You know, faith is something that increase. Faith is something that you have to develop. And so people are at different levels, glory to God, in their faith walk. And so according to Matthew 14:29, we see that Peter was come down out of the ship. and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want you to hear that again. Peter was come down out of the ship. In other words, Peter was acting on what Jesus said. Jesus said, come. Peter believed what Jesus said, and then Peter acted on what Jesus said, and that's what faith is. That's what bring the victory. That's what bring, that's what cause people to prosper. That's what bring deliverance. That's what bring healing. That's what bring the blessing, is when people act on what Jesus said. Just hearing what Jesus said is not enough if we are not going to act on what Jesus said, if we are not going to act on the word of God. And then so by the time you get to verses 30, the Bible says, Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Then by the time you get to Matthew 14:30, the Bible says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. Now, this is what you need to understand. The whole purpose of being afraid is to keep you from walking by faith. Anytime you get out of the boat, it's some circumstance that's going to come up in your life. But the whole purpose of the circumstance is to keep you from going to Jesus, is to keep you from moving in faith, is to keep you from doing what the Lord has said for you to do. Keep in mind now, the Lord said to Peter to come. So as soon as Peter came down out of the ship and began to walk on the water to go to Jesus, the Bible says, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And so the whole purpose of any type of circumstance, the whole purpose of it is to keep you from moving in faith. And as I was looking at this text this morning, and whenever you get some personal time according to your own convenience, you need to kind of read this text for yourself from Matthew 14, 22 through 31, even though I'm dealing with the text from verse 25 through 31. But sometimes you have to read this stuff for yourself. You have to read it on your own. It's not good enough for somebody to tell you. Is not good enough for somebody to read it for you. Sometimes you have to read it for yourself. And then let me just say to people that are too busy to get into the Word of God, let me say this to you, that you ain't gonna find time to read the Word of God. You have to make time to read the Word of God. Julie, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. You don't find time for the Word of God. You got to make time for the Word of God, because the enemy will keep you so preoccupied doing this, that, or the other, that and the whole intent of being so busy doing this and the other is to make sure that you don't read the Word for yourself, but you got to read this thing for yourself so that you know that you know that you know that you know that the Word of God is true, that you know when Jesus said come, that you can step out on the word come, and that God will sustain you. So as soon as Peter now got out there on the water, he saw. Notice he saw the wind boisterous. Now, what he saw didn't have nothing to do with his faith, because faith is supernatural. Faith is designed to overcome the natural. Faith is designed to overcome your problem. Faith is designed to overcome your circumstance. Faith is designed to overcome your trouble. Faith is designed to overcome everything that you're going through, but the enemy used your circumstance, your problem, your trouble to hinder you from walking glory to God by faith. And so the Bible says that when Peter saw the wind boisterous, but the word saw deal with Peter's senses. See, your senses, what you see, taste, touch, smell, hear. And so what you need to know is that you can never walk with God according to your senses. You have to walk with God according to your faith. And so as I was looking at this text this morning, prior to coming to the studio, this is what I saw. When I went back to verses 24, Jesus said to them to go to the other side. And then what I saw in the text, for the wind was contrary to them. So when Peter got out of the boat, the wind was already contrary, glory to God, to them, because the objective was to get to the other side. And so how many of you know, excuse me, that when Jesus said, go to the other side, baby, you on your way to the other side. He never said that you wouldn't have no trouble going to the other side, but the sheer fact that he said to go to the other side should encourage somebody that I'm going to get to, glory to God, the other side. So on their way going to the other side, the Bible says in verses in verses 24 of Matthew 14, 24, the Bible says that the wind was contrary unto them. So when Peter got out of the boat, the wind was already contrary, but it was faith that got him out of the boat. And so when he began to look at the boisterous wind, I don't know if the wind got stronger than what it was, but it was faith that got him out. And so what I'm here to tell you, that if faith is something that will get you out, then faith is the same thing that will sustain you after you get out, glory to God, of the boat. And so what caused Peter now to sink was because in verses 29, the Bible says Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. And so Peter was already on his way going to Jesus. And so when he began to pay attention to the circumstances, which is the boisterous wind, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to pay more attention to the circumstances than pay attention to the person that call him out of the boat. And so that's what caused Peter to sink. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you, people of God, what caused people to sink, and if it happened in the Bible, and if it happened with Peter, then it can happen with us too. What caused Peter to sink is because Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and Peter started looking at the wind that was boisterous, and he was afraid. So as soon as he took his eye off of Jesus, he began to pay attention to the circumstances, and then the circumstances produced the fear that stopped him from walking in faith, because he started out in faith walking, glory to God, on the water. And the Bible says, and he cries, saying, Lord, save me. And so, as you well know, that the Lord is not going to let his people go down. He's not going to let you go down. But the text is trying to just point out that if you went down, and what caused people to go down is that when they take their eye off of him and they begin to look, glory to God, at the circumstance, that's what caused people to go down. So people of God, I'm saying to you is keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. Keep your eyes on his word, because he told Peter to come. So if he told Peter to come, then Peter's faith potential had the ability to walk on water. Otherwise, Jesus never would have called him out of the boat. And so if Peter had the potential to walk on the water, then what might be your faith potential to do great things in God? And so Peter, you know, he cried out, and the Lord saved him. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hands and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. Notice now, and sometimes when you kind of just read the Bible, you can't run through it. Sometimes you got to read it. Sometimes you got to pause. Sometimes you got to think about what the text, what the verse, what the scripture is saying. Jesus said, O thou of little faith. Notice Jesus didn't say that he didn't have any faith. Jesus said, O thou of little faith. Because if Peter had not had any faith, Peter never would have gotten out of the boat like all those other people that were in the boat with him. Those other people that was in the boat didn't have no faith at all. They were kind of governed, glory to God, by fear. And so Jesus said to Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And so little faith, always look at what's going on around them. And so what I'm saying to you, people of God, the circumstances of what you are going through is to keep you from walking unto Jesus. Jesus said, come. And when Peter believed that, Peter began to do something that he never did, glory to God, before. I don't know if this thing is blessing you, but I'm telling you that it's a blessing to me to understand that you can never be moved by your circumstances. That's why the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. See, sight is something that you see. Peter saw that the wind was boisterous and he was afraid. So the wind, the intent of the wind was to keep him or stop him from going to Jesus. And that's what caused Peter to begin to sink. And then Jesus said unto Peter, after he stretched out his hand to save him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And so that's the thing that the circumstances will always try to get you to do. It will try to get you to doubt the word of God. It will try to get you, glory to God, to look at the circumstances. Fear will always try to keep you from moving toward Jesus. But the scripture says that God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And so today Glory to God. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Jesus said, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? It was God that said it. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Wherefore did you doubt? And so it was Jesus called him out of the boat. It was Jesus that activated his faith. Glory to God. And Peter did something that he never did before. If you're going to do something that you never did before, you're going to have to get out of the boat of complacency, mediocrity, fear, doubt, and unbelief, and go do something great for God. And so verse 32 says, and when they were come to the ship, the wind ceased. So I conclude this broadcast today is the whole purpose of the circumstance was to keep people from going to Jesus. And anytime you read in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, anytime anybody received anything from him, it was required that they respond by faith to whatever they believe or whatever they asked him to do. So again, hope this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Time really move fast when you're having fun. And so again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Hope this broadcast, glory to God, has been a blessing to you. I hope this has encouraged your faith. I hope this has caused you, in spite of your circumstance, to keep your eyes on Jesus and begin to do something in the supernatural that you never did. Glory to God, before. And so, again, I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, on the second floor in the LOJ building. If you desire to worship with us, our worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. And again, I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Please remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and that we walk by faith and not by sight. So until next time, may God richly bless you.